Sri Lanka's Tamil Tigers today launched a pre-dawn attack on an army detachment, with both sides claiming to have killed nearly a dozen of their foes. The incident comes after a rash of land, air and sea clashes that have killed an estimated 4,500 people since last year alone. International Advocacy Coordinator for the Jesuit Refugee Service, Andrew Galea de Bono, spoke with us about the effects of the violence on the civilian population.
In the conflict area, basically, there's a region up in the north and east of Sri Lanka where there's a very limited access to who can go and who can't because of security reasons. And we're there trying to help resettle people over there. And basically, the people are being moved from their houses, their villages, because the military, the Sri Lankan military, wants to clear the areas where LTTE used to have their stronghold, basically. So during the ceasefire, the government allowed the LTTE, the Tamil Tigers, to have certain areas where they could stay. But now, since the peace agreement has fallen apart, they want to clear out basically the whole area.